Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learned Daf Ayin Gimel of Masechtas Nedarim. Some of the topics we learned about include the question of Cheresh, Maho Sheyofta Le'ishtoi. Can a deaf person nullify his wife's neder? The question of Baal, Maho Sheyofta L'shtei Noshem Bevas Achas. Can a husband make one hafara for Nedarim made by two wives? The halacha of Ein Mashkin Shtei Saitis Ka'achas. Bezdin does not have two women drink May Saitis simultaneously. The machlekes Rabbi Eliezer b'Chachamim regarding higiyas mana ba'alo mefer nedera, whether an arus can nullify the arus's nedarim himself when the period for the wedding preparations has ended. The machlekes Mishnah Rishayin of Achrayin regarding higiyas mana oicheles betruma, whether an arusa, a bas Yisrael, may eat truma through the arus a kayin when the period for preparations has ended. The concept of kala nederes al das ba'alehi nederes, a woman only makes nedarim based on her husband's consent. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include the concept of kolaro lebila ein bila ma'akeves boy, chosha ein roi lebila bila ma'akeves boy. Rashi Masechtas Yevamos Daf Kuf Dalet explains, a carbon mincha is composed of an isarin soilus, 1/10 of a measurement of flour and shemen, oil. There's a mitzvah of bila to mix these two ingredients. However, loy balal kosher, if he did not mix it, it's acceptable. However, if one brought a carbon mincha of 61 Esroinim Seilas, he must separate out one Esroin Seilas to be brought in a second utensil. Because Bila cannot be performed with more than 60 Esroinim Seilas, it will not mix well. This apparently contradicts the previous halacha of Loi Baal Kasher. Therefore, Abzira explains, Kal Aroi LeBila, Ein Bila Ma'akeves Boy. A carbon mincha of a smaller amount, since it is Roi LeBila, it's possible to mix it, the mixing is not mandatory and loy baal kosher. However, kol she'ein ro lebila, bila ma'akeves boy. A carbon mincha of a larger amount, since it is ein ro lebila, it's not possible to mix it. The ability to mix it is mandatory and therefore loy baal possible. The Gemara will apply this concept to hafara al yedei shmiya, the obligation to hear the neder before making hafara. Midai raisa arusa cheles b'truma. Midai raisa, once she becomes an arusa to a kohen, a bas Yisrael may eat truma. However, midirabanan arusa ein lechiles betruma achatekanes lechupa. The chacham initiated that an arusa may not eat truma until she performs chupa. There is a machlekes for the reasoning of this takana. Some say because shematashka la'achav la'chaisa, while living in her father's home, she might give truma to her siblings who are not kahanim. Others say mishum sumfin, her husband may find a mum, a blemish, and will nullify the Kedushin L'mafrei retroactively, in which she was not eligible for Truma.